You're listening to Right Here, Right Now on AM 1480 KAUS.
So glad to have you with here on this Wednesday, and bringing a very special guest to have a little fun with here this morning. As we've been talking about today, the Minnesota Department of Transportation had a snowplow naming contest that just wrapped up, and they announced the winners. And joining us to talk a little bit about that, Jake Loesch, the Director, Office of Communications and Public Engagement for MnDOT. Jake, good morning.
Hey, good morning. Great to be with you.
So glad to have you with. What a great idea. What a great way to engage your consumers, as it were, to ask them to name one snowplow in each one of the districts.
Thanks. Yeah, it the idea came to us in December. A lot of folks saw that Scotland names their snowplows and wondered why we don't do something like that here. And we thought, hey, in what has been obviously an otherwise really challenging year for a lot of folks, why not have some fun? And, I think we sort of crowdsourced the creativity, if you will, and asked people to submit their creative ideas. And we were really blown away by the feedback we got and then ultimately the number of votes we got for the finalists.
I was going to ask that, you obviously going into it, you have no idea what the response was going to be. But when I saw the number of submitted names, it kind of took my breath away that there were that many creative ideas out there for plow names.
You and me both. It was a challenging task to go through more than 20,000 names and narrow it down to only 50. You know, we had to have a list that was practical for people to actually read through quickly and vote on their favorite. So a lot of great names did not make that finalist list, and maybe those are more that we can see in years to come. But yeah, more than 20,000 submissions and more than 122,000 people ultimately voted for their favorite. So just a really great response. And that was really exciting for us because, like you said, we didn't know what we were gonna get when we launched the contest, but really glad that people had fun with it.
And I would invite people to go to the MnDOT website. You can find more information about this and more specifically the list of the final 50, because we're not going to have time to go through all of them. But there were some awesome names on that list that either narrowly missed out on winning or, I'm a little surprised, didn't get as many votes as they did. I mean, just real quick, a couple of them like Road Crew, and I can't see it here on my list, but one was named like for Kent Herbeck. I thought those would really get some big numbers, but they did well, just didn't win.
Yeah, Kent Burbeck, Justin Moore Snow, Joe Plow, the Twins players. And those were just a few of the many name plays we got. I think it was ultimately just a really tough list of 50 and a lot of great ideas on there. And hard to pick through. I heard from a lot of people that they couldn't narrow it down to just 8, but I think all we know is Minnesotans are creative people, and this was a really fun way to hear their ideas and see what they'd like plows to be named.
All right, we'll get to the winners in just a moment, because I'm curious what happens now. Is there going to be some sort of like photo op where they're going to put the name on the truck, or just what are they going to do to each one of these trucks?
Yeah, so the next phase will be our maintenance staff will be getting those names printed, and they'll go on the back sides of the truck, so people will be able to see them when they're out on the roads. It doesn't look like the weather forecast is going to require our plows to be out at least for the next few days, but we'll be ready if and when we get more snow here in the next couple months. They'll be out. Right now, we don't have any plans for photo ops or necessarily tracking with our 511 tool. But if there's a state fair this year, our hope would be that maybe we can get one out there so folks can take a picture with it, too.
Or maybe in the particular districts, maybe the county fairs. I know here Moore County, MnDOT usually has a booth there at the fair.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. I mean, I think the fun part about this is the possibilities are endless. And really, it's been a great way for us to highlight and draw attention to the great work that our snowplow drivers do and the men and women who are out there just trying to keep us all safe and clear those roads. And we're so grateful for them. You know, think of the stories we've seen out of Texas recently with the struggles they've had. I think we're so grateful for the people who do that and keep us safe. And this was a fun way to, I think, recognize their work and engage Minnesotans in the process.
And as a state agency, too, to get people to really understand that they have ownership, what a great tool to be able to do that, and people get to see the truck and go, yep, I named that.
Yeah, and most of the winners were submitted many times, so it was hard to figure out, we couldn't really give credit to just one person for coming up with the idea, but Ultimately, I think it's, you know, anybody who submitted any of those names should proudly take credit that they submitted and were one of the folks who submitted one of the winning names.
You got a lot of plows out there. Is there a plan to do this, like, again next winter?
We're talking about it. We do have more than 800 plows in our state fleet, so certainly an opportunity to name more. No official plans to do another contest, but I think we've really realized that people love this, had a lot of fun with it, and I'd love to see more of it. So we'll stay tuned for more on what the next phase of snowplow names might look like for us.
I know, as we were chatting about it here on the morning show today, we came up with a couple of names that we were jotting them down and saying, all right, just in case, maybe next year, we'll have to submit those. They're pretty good.
A great idea. Save them for next year.
Yes, stash them away. Don't forget where they are. All right, let's talk about the winners, because here in District 6, I love the name of our plow.
Snowbee One Kenobi. You're a Star Wars fan, I take it.
Not overly so, but I just thought that is a cool name. I'm kind of hooked on District 7's F. Salt Fitzgerald. I thought that was a cool wink and a nod to a great author and great Minnesotan.
Absolutely. I think one of my other personal favorites was Duck Duck Orange Truck, which won't be recognizable to anyone outside the state of Minnesota, as I understand we're the only ones who play Duck Duck Gray Duck. But a good play on a classic Minnesota name there. And Ope just going to plow right past you up in the north in D4. A very, very Minnesota way of saying excuse me, I think, right?
Oh, absolutely. And I'll admit that was not necessarily my favorite, but was one that I was like, I get it as to why that would win.
The one, yeah, that, people seem to gravitate there.
And it's interesting you said you kind of thought of this from overseas and that they do this sort of thing, because almost as a wink and a nod to Scotland, the Metro District's plow has a pretty cool name.
Plowie McPlowface, the ultimate winner with the most votes we got. And I will say, when we went into this contest, we were well aware of the history with Bodie McBoatface over in the UK. And I think we kind of went in eyes wide open, expecting that may very well be one of the finalists that would win. But, hey, we let the people decide, and they decided that was one they wanted.
Yeah, the other ones we haven't mentioned yet, Plow Bunyan up in District 2, or over in District 2, and Darth Blader in District 3. But the District 8 plow, I kind of like that because that's a great tribute to Prince.
Yes, the truck formerly known as Plow made the final 8-2. I think lots of folks appreciate. There were a few Prince-related finalists on the list. That seemed to be the one that people liked the most, though.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, when it comes to public engagement, I know MnDOT works really hard on that. And this is, I just think this whole idea of naming plows is just absolute genius.
Well, I appreciate that. You know, we're for part of the year, certainly when it's road construction season, we recognize that we're sometimes having to inconvenience folks. So I think we're thrilled to take the opportunity to have some fun and give people a chance to engage and share their ideas with us. And it's been a lot of fun. And I'm really grateful for all the participation and that people took it in the spirit it was intended and enjoyed it as well.
And hopefully people will be stashing names away just in case this contest rolls around again, because people should look at that list of 50 to get some other ideas, because that was very well done. I can only imagine what the other, 21,500 or so were.
Yeah, pretty challenging to narrow it down. And, you know, at the end of the day, I hope people were able to find a few that made them smile as they reviewed that list and got to go through them. But yeah, all of those, all the finalists, all 50 are available on our website, mndot.gov/nameasnowplow, if folks want to find them.
All right. Well, very good. Jake Loesch, our guest here today, talking about the MnDOT Name the Snowplow contest and the winners. Jake, we appreciate your time here today, kind of last minute getting a hold of you, but what a great contest and a great way to engage your consumers in what you do.
Thanks a lot. It's great to join you. Appreciate it.
I appreciate you joining us as well. Have a great day.
You too. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Jake Loesch from MnDOT joining us, talking about the snowplow contest, Name Your Snowplow. And hopefully, if we do have, as Jake mentioned, if we do have a county fair or other events, maybe they'll be able to bring the plow out and show it off and let you know your plow. Again, District 6, that's our MnDOT district down here. Snowbee Juan Kenobi. fingers crossed, we won't have to see Snobie Wan Kenobi plowing any streets or roads anytime soon. Maybe not till next fall.